This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
I want to feel the heat with somebody. Yeah, I want to dance with somebody. With somebody who loves me.
In the days when Whitney Houston was at her prime, she was the very distillation of what it meant to be a diva. Big voice, big life. Now she's being remembered at the songs of Whitney Houston by three ladies, Roz, Bhuva and Dasha Logan. And we have two of them here today, Bhuva and Dasha, to talk about basically the show and what's going on. You're listening to Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lee Chui Lin. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Thank you so much for having us.
So the word diva is kind of interesting. What does being a diva mean to you, especially in relation to somebody like Whitney?
Oh, my God. To be on stage and to be absolutely confident and to belt out these powerful emotional songs. I mean, for me, that's I see Whitney and I see that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Power and emotion.
I mean, we were all, when I was younger, everyone was like, diva means I only want blue M&Ms and I want my fried chicken at this perfect temperature. But it's not that. It's about being an independent. It's a woman. It's about being able to deliver an emotion across in just a song. You know, things like that highlights what a diva is.
Were you both fans of Whitney to begin with?
Well, for me, it was, I grew up with like the end of her 80s era, and I'm more into her modern, it's not right, but it's okay music. So I was in between, but I was listening to, you know, all sorts of stuff when I was growing up. So Whitney was just one of the people I was listening to.
I was listening to a whole other bunch of stuff when I was growing up, but, you know, I can sit and appreciate her vocal ability and what she can do with her voice. And she's definitely one of the greats. Yeah.
What do you think it was that set her apart from her contemporaries? Because it's true that when we talk about Whitney Houston, we do use words like great or all time or, you know, those kinds of phrases tend to come up. People tend to reminisce about her voice. Mm. What was it that kind of made her so special?
She was a natural belter. God, you see that power come up from that beautiful mouth. And you're like, whoa. It's explosive. And no one, I suppose, did that at that time. I mean, of course, in the 70s, you had, I mean, 60s, 70s, you had Aretha, you know, you had Dionne Warwick, and you had Janis Joplin, and, you know. But I think in the 90s, she was, I think, the belter that I know. And she had this really deep voice, you know. And Mariah at that time was, I mean, she was, well, she had this whispery thing, and she was like, you know, she was doing some different things with her voice, but Whitney's just a natural belter, you know.
Yeah. Oh, so Whitney had a history, you know. She grew up in church and she had the whole Aretha training when she was young. And then she put in the whole pop culture into it. And then she delivered, you know, in one song you hear all sides of Whitney. So you could hear her be really calm and whispery like Mariah, and then suddenly just blow up like Aretha. Yeah. And you just, you know, she's one of a kind. So that's how, you know, I think that's why people go, she is one of the greats, because she was like a full package. She acted, sang, and attempted to dance.
I really don't know about her acting skills, though. But,
it spawned a great soundtrack.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
we can go with that.
Thank you to Bodyguard.
Yeah, but if it's one thing, I would say for me, though, she was just this huge belter. That's how I see Whitney, yeah.
That's interesting, because is belting kind of a natural part of both your singing styles? Do you, you know, are you inclined to that, or is that something that you kind of had to pick up when you thought, okay, so we're going to do this. This is how she sings. We're going to have to practice this.
Well, Whitney is a belter. So when you sing her songs, you kind of tend to have to belt.
Yeah.
And it may not be necessarily our individual styles, but it's something we all incorporate because it's a Whitney Houston
show. Yeah.
But I think what we also do is we also put in our own parts into
style
it.
Style to it,
So you can hear Puva in this Whitney Houston song. You can hear my, I don't know what, in the Whitney Houston
song.
Yes,
we can hear Dasha in the Whitney Houston. You should listen to her run too. It's amazing.
And you definitely hear Roz everywhere.
How are each of you contributing to the show? You know, what's it going to be like? Is it going to be, you know, individual performances? Are you singing together? Are you singing apart?
Yes to all. We're doing all of that. That's how we do our tributes.
Yes.
We sing together. We sing in groups. We sing duets. We do solos. So everybody gets a small piece of us at some point, and we get a piece of each other. Sound a bit
I mean, I don't really do a lot of tributes, but when I do, I always look forward to doing it with Dasha and Roz, because these are, like, you know, one of my favorite people in the industry. And I always look forward to doing the group shows, because it's so much fun being on stage with the two of them, you know, learning the harmonies, singing the harmonies, and, like, you know, singing the parts and, like, just being together. So to me, it's just about us being together and doing something like this. Yeah.
Because when it comes to the day of the show, you see a 2.5 hour show, 2 hour, 2.5 hour show of us performing, but the work that goes on before that is what really brings us together. Like, we have a lot of fun practicing and rehearsing, and then after that, eating and talking. And yeah, so we spend a lot of time before shows. Yeah.
How did the tribute performance come about in the first place?
I think when Michael Jackson passed away was the first tribute that happened in No Black Tie. Mm. And then after that was Amy Winehouse. And then it started becoming more frequent with tribute shows. And I think it's Whitney's death anniversary coming up soon, early February. So when we talked about doing a show together, you know, this name popped up.
Let's do it. Was a good tribute to do. I mean, since our anniversary is around the corner.
How did you guys go about picking the songs? What was that process like?
That's fun. That's where WhatsApp is like, we're thankful for WhatsApp.
I had a bit of a problem because as I said, I didn't really grow up listening to a lot of her stuff. But as I said, I appreciate her voice and the music that was written for her. So I had a bit of an issue picking the songs, because I'm like, oh, what do I sing? Everything is so big and, like, you know, huge and, like, you know. But I suppose I chose the ballads. So I'm singing more of the ballads for my solos. And Dasha?
I have a few, I guess I have one or two solo ballads of my own. But I also is the same. You know, you hear a Whitney Houston song, you know it. But when you try to sing it, you kind of forget, oh, there's this part, there's a key change, there's this note's really high. Yeah. So then we have to, like, fix that part. Yeah. But my song selection was individual. And also I had a show with one of the band members who's playing this weekend. And he as well had songs that he liked to play. And he's like, let's do this, let's do that. And then we started discussing and... So I selected from there, but yeah.
So did it remain mostly separate? I don't know. To my mind, because there are some of, you know, those big signature songs, I would imagine some moments of overlap or people going like, well, I'm going to sing that. And,
you know. Oh, yeah. Well, there was a time where I'd be like, oh, no, Poova should sing that. And then Roz would say, I'm going to sing. I was like, no, but I think Poova should sing it. And Poova's there like, I don't know what I'm going to sing.
Okay, I will just sing that then. Yeah, but I think we were just very...
We're cool with
we're cool. I mean, funny enough, this time the tribute with the Whitney tribute, because we've done a Whitney tribute before, and this Whitney tribute was easy because I'm like, okay, the girls are not singing the songs that I'm singing. Mm-hmm. We're cool. And then with the group songs, everything was just, you know, we all discussed and chose the songs.
Roz is like our big mother.
Yes.
So she will decide. I mean, if me and Poova both wanted to sing one song, she'd be like, you sing it or you sing it, and then we'll just leave it at that. Like, okay, fine.
Okay, that's how it is.
Okay.
So once you had your individual lists of, okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, you're going to do this, what determined the order then? Is it, you know, the fact that after this big song you might need a break, or is it, you know, about the flow?
Oh, that's a very good question.
I think we all have a different way of selecting songs in a set list, but we leave it to Roz, and we usually discuss it before a show.
For sure.
So we leave it to a day or two before, because it kind of depends on a lot of things. How we're going to start the show and end the show, and how the audience are reacting.
Like, so we choreograph it together, and we do that basically, as Dasha said, a day before the show. Yeah. So that would be... Tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow and Thursday. Tomorrow's when Roz has already drafted out the whole set list.
Yeah, yeah.
And when we meet, we'll go through it again.
Where is Roz, Dasha?
She's resting. She's resting. You know,
getting ready.
Whitney's not easy to sing. Ready.
After this, so I'm gonna be on my silent honey tea ginger diet.
I'm not gonna speak for 2 days.
All right, so we're lucking out. We're getting in right at the end. When it comes to starting and ending the show, I think that's so interesting, because how you start, you know, really kind of gives a sense of how you plan to continue, and how you end is how people walk out the door feeling.
Yeah.
What do you want people to feel with the start and the end?
I want them to, well, for me, I think we want them to have a really good time.
Yeah.
And what people love about Whitney Houston is that everybody knows it and they sing along. And when we sing it so that everyone can sing along as well. So I guess it's, even if you end on a really emotional song, it's still an emotion to take back.
And people will still sing it. So, But I think we're going to end the song, we're going to end on a high. So Yeah, so we're still deciding that because the group songs are all like, you know, upbeat and like, you know, songs that people know and they can sing along. So
for sure.
Yeah, we've got a good selection for a group song. So usually we end on a, with a group. Yeah.
So we're gonna end the night sweating.
I know, people dancing on tables because that's what they do, you know, black tie when it comes to like tributes.
Yeah, we've had that.
So basically, in a nutshell, when we do tributes like this, it's not serious. It's just really fun. And because people just want to sing along and they know Whitney and yeah, have a great time and yeah, and just
it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun. I always love how these shows go.
Yes.
I'm speaking today with Dasha Logan and Poova, two of the performers who'll be performing a tribute to Whitney Houston over at No Black Tie this weekend. We've been talking about how they've picked their songs. Up next, we talk about the balance between being nostalgic and trying to keep it fresh. You are listening today to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
And I will always love you, I will always love you.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture. I'm Lee Chui Lin. Today we're talking about a tribute to Whitney Houston. I am joined by Dasha Logan and Poova, two of the performers who will be doing these songs. And we talked about how you picked the songs, you know, how you're arranging it. Can you give us a little hint of what you'll be singing? Maybe some of the selections you've made?
I'll be singing, as I said, I'll be singing the ballad. So I'll be singing I Have Nothing. Wow. That's what I'm saying. For me, that is the iconic song. So I remember that because that is the song that I, one of my favorite songs from Whitney that I grew up listening to. And so I'm quite excited to sing I Have Nothing. And Dasha will be singing another amazing iconic song.
I'll be singing, yeah, the tough one, which I look forward to singing. I'll be doing, I'm not going to say that, but I'm singing songs like us. Run to You, the not so popular ones like Why Does It Hurt So Bad. I'll be singing It's Not Right But It's Okay.
that's one of the later era greats.
Yes,
I think
so just trying to mix it up. I think that's what three of us are going to do. Whitney from all through the years.
Yes.
We talked earlier about how with Whitney Houston she has, we all know how Whitney Houston sings, right? I mean, when you hear her, you know who it is. Mm-hmm. You understand that there are going to be these big notes and, you know, all this belting. Now, you each, you both sing with different styles, different genres. Yeah. You work in different musical spheres.
Yeah.
Are you applying your own styles to the songs or are you going to be playing it straight?
Oh, yes, definitely. Vocally, yes. I'll be definitely doing Poova on it. So it'll be falsettos and like, you know, whispery stuff and whispery kind of vocal technique. So it won't be so, it won't be belting all the way. Yeah.
Poova will be in the house. That's not
the airy
like.
Voice. Yeah, all of that. It's, yeah.
Yeah, no, I think me as well, because Whitney is a class of her own and I definitely can't copy her. So I'll definitely just keep it as I'll play to my strengths. When it comes to singing Whitney Houston,
I don't think anybody can. Cause she's just Whitney, you know. She's just, her vocal ability is just beyond, you know. She's an alien.
The other thing I thought was interesting, and also I think it's with tributes in general, you're singing songs that people will be familiar with, right? People will be showing up because they love her, and you know, and so they want to hear these songs that they know. But where do you find that balance between playing up to that nostalgia because it's fun and because, you know, people find that familiar and comforting, and at the same time trying to keep it fresh, especially when you're talking about an artist whose, you know, whose discography is static, you know, because she's passed on.
Yeah.
I think Whitney Houston, throughout her years, she did try to keep with the times. So she did the new stuff, and she had new writers, and you know, she was constantly working on releasing new music until the few years before she passed away. And while we try to keep it alive, we also try to sing it in our way. So I think as long as people are still listening to Whitney Houston, she's still quite fresh. I mean, I wish they could do like a Michael Jackson and still have him release songs even though he's not here anymore. But I don't know.
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, with Michael Jackson, for example, I know this is not a Michael Jackson show, but I would go back and listen to his older stuff, like with the Jackson 5. So I don't know. I mean, with Whitney as well, I mean, I would go back and listen to her earlier stuff. For me, that is Whitney. Yeah, so I don't know about the new stuff. In fact, I don't think I would listen to any of her new stuff. I'm not a big fan of her new stuff. Oh my God.
It's sacrilege. Who are you expecting to see at the show? What do you think the crowd's going to be like?
Oh, well, for them, that's when I get nervous when I think of who's going to show up at the show. So usually before shows, I just stay away from the audience as much as I can.
Me
and
too.
Then just go up and perform. Because once you get a bit... when you start seeing people and they start going, oh my God, I can't wait to hear you sing this, I can't wait to hear. There's just a little bit of pressure.
Too much expectation. Yeah.
Actually, we didn't really reveal the songs that we're actually singing. I'm just saying that I'm singing I Have Nothing and that's it.
Well, that was actually my kind of roundabout way of asking whether you're expecting to see anybody younger. Because Whitney, I think, is relevant to people, not children of the 80s necessarily, but people who were teenagers in the 80s, people who really kind of had their formative years listening to these love songs and getting their hearts broken and going out dancing to her music, you know. But to a younger audience, I think you just know her through... I guess those iconic moments, but you think of her as... exactly. So is she kind of... Do you expect to see younger people?
I think I'm expecting to see like a bunch of younger generations, because there's going to be a bunch of Puva fans, there's going to be some of Roz's fans, there's going to be some of my friends and family and fans, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so I think it'll be a bunch of people coming to see Whitney and also coming to see us for the show. So it's hard to say who's going to be there.
Yeah.
And that's part of what the whole applying your own style to the music, that's where that comes in as well, I assume.
Yes.
Okay. We talked about the big notes. What are the other technical challenges of trying to hit a Whitney Houston vocal?
Well, there's all her harmonies, but for me, because my harmonies are not great, so I've got when it's group songs. Yeah. And Whitney didn't sing in group, but she had her backing vocals on a track and her backup singers. So for my challenges is the getting the harmonies right, which she did so easily. And also getting how her... She went from a really soft note to a belt to a high falsetto back to a soft note like it's nothing. So that's my... Yeah. Like, how did she... do that?
Yeah. For me, it would be the upper register, because she was she had a very strong voice. So when she sang the high notes, it was so effortless. I have to knock down a few keys lower to be able to do that. But as I said, I mean, besides, I know I mentioned belting, but besides belting, I actually do appreciate her runs, her vocal runs are just, oh my God, they're just immaculate. They're just flawless. They're just perfect. So actually trying to emulate that would be interesting, because I will do my own way of my own style, you know, so yeah.
I can't run. So I'll just
you can, girl. Yeah, it would be very interesting how we put this together and how we're going to perform this together. So
yeah, it's not a Whitney Houston copy.
It's not definitely not a Whitney Houston copy, yeah.
Sure. It's a tribute in that truest sense. Yeah. Finally, once this is done and, you know, dusted, what do you have coming up?
Oh, are we allowed to? This is my favorite, because this is the kind of music I grew up listening to, and I'm absolutely stoked that we're going to do this. We are going to be doing a David Bowie.
That'll be exciting.
In March.
Yeah, in March.
Yeah.
That's the plan. Hopefully everything goes well.
Hopefully everything.
And nobody else dies.
No. It's already been such a tough year.
Who knows? Are we doing the Eagles?
I don't know. We'll see what happens. But that's upcoming. We've got individually shows of our own.
Yes.
We've got group shows together. So lots to look out for.
Including David Bowie in March.
Yes. I mean, the fact that will be so interesting with David Bowie is the fact that he's released so many amazing albums. So to put all that together, it'll be quite eclectic. It will be an amazing show. And well, also Whitney will be amazing this weekend.
No doubt. I'm really excited.
We're going to sidetrack that a little bit.
The Songs of Whitney Houston is happening at No Black Tie on Jalan Mesui of Jalan Nagasari on the 22nd and 23rd of January, or this Friday and Saturday at 10 p.m. There's a cover charge of 80 ringgit. Bad news, according to the Facebook page, reservations for this event are closed, but you can call 03-2142-3737 for further inquiries. And I understand from you both that people might have better luck trying for the Saturday show.
Yes, Saturday. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Wonderful. Thank you both very much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
I've been speaking with Dasha Logan and Puva, both of whom will be performing the Songs of Whitney Houston in a tribute at No Black Tie this weekend. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody's searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. Never found anyone who fulfilled my need.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.